I think there are two main messages coming out from the new urban agenda for migrants. Number one, this is the first declaration we've had that actually, in a document, supports the protection of the rights of all migrants, whatever their category, whether they're with proper papers or whether they're seeking jobs and whether they're going to join families. All migrants will be protected under the new urban agenda, which is exceedingly important, particularly at a time when the public discourse on migration is so toxic and in which there's so much anti-migrant sentiment in the world. So that's number one. The second thing is that it recognizes also that migrants have a key role to play if you're going to have sustained urban growth. And so we begin to come back to a historically accurate reading of migration, namely, it's always been historically overwhelmingly positive. They are the ones who bring the new ideas, the new languages, the culture, etc.
Especially in cities.
Especially in cities, absolutely.
And city.
The interesting statistic that I heard here was that although cities, in terms of land mass, are probably less than 5% of the land mass, you're talking about probably 60% of the world's population. Amazing.
Cities are the most diverse places to live on Earth. IOM's got heavily involved with the United Nations Secretary General's Together campaign to counter xenophobia. I mean, how can cities rise to this challenge, and how can you help at IOM?
Well, I've just been having some very good talks with the mayors here and with mayors' organizations, and they have a particular opportunity and responsibility to get those messages out there, namely that the stories of success on the part of migrants, the contributions they're making. And I think they can help us a lot on that, in addition to what we're all trying to do.
This new urban agenda belongs, in a way, to young people, and you know, it's all about tomorrow. How can they take action to help end this discrimination, this rising tide of discrimination against migrants, particularly in cities?
First of all, I think to support a very thorough, comprehensive program of integration. Because if you look at the failures, the problems we've had, the terrible attacks we've had in places like Paris, Nice, Brussels, that often is the result of failed migration and failed integration. So the more we can do to give migrants language learning, job opportunities, chances to make their mark in their local community, and to educate their communities about the role that migrants can play.
The internally displaced are a sort of special category in a way, aren't they? I mean, they're people who've been forced to go to cities or have had no choice but to end up in a city. You know, they'd rather be back home.
This is a particular category, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because we need to give more attention to them. In fact, there are twice as many internally displaced persons as there are refugees. And I was just in Syria not long ago, and I was in Damascus and Homs, and you can see the suffering of people like that. Not only have they lost everything, they don't have any refuge like the refugees would have on the other side of the border. So they need a particular attention on our part.
And what do city governments, you know, city mayors, the different levels of local government, what do they need to do to make this new urban agenda real for migrants especially?
Well, you know, I'm a lot less worried about the mayors, because the mayors understand migration. They are the ones who have to provide the housing, the jobs, the security, the integration into local communities. So mayors are playing a major role now, and I think the new urban agenda heightens the possibilities for them to do even more. And I'm satisfied we're going to be working much more closely with mayors. I've had meetings with several of the mayoral groups here in the course of this week, and we're planning to do a number of activities in the course of the next 2 years. And they're going to play an important role in the Global Compact on Migration, which will come forward in an international conference on migration in 2018. So they will have a key role.
Being here in Quito, do you get the sense that this new agenda can be implemented successfully?
Oh, I'm satisfied it can be. And I think Quito is a good example of a city that is really making integration work. And we need more examples like that. So I go away from here actually quite positive. But now, as your question indicates, we've got now to put words into action. That's the key.